something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. So Luke's Gospel chapter number 10 from verse 38. Now while they were on their way, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. It occurred that Jesus entered a certain village and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. That's what Jesus said to her. And when we read from the New National Version, he said, you're worried and upset about many things. That's what the Lord said to the woman. You're worried and upset about many things. Jesus knew Martha was worried and upset about many things. Sometimes we get upset about many things. The Lord said about many things, not just about something. The Lord knew that her complaint about her sister Mary not coming to join her in the serving had nothing to do with the serving for that day. There was a long story behind it. The Master said, Martha, you are worried and upset. You're troubled and upset about many things. Did you ever get to that place in your life where you were troubled and upset about many things about your job, many things about your relationship with somebody, many things about even where you live, and then you're upset? And you know, when you're upset, many things begin to happen. You get frustrated, and the frustration reveals itself in so many things, so many ways. You become easily angry, easily offended. Someone talks to you and your reply is strange. You normally wouldn't talk like that, but you're upset. So many things are going through your mind. And what's actually happening is your experiences are now introducing a character into your life. They're changing you. You're no longer that kindly, well-mannered you used to be. That friendly person you used to be. It's changing you now. What you're going through is changing. The Lord said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. He didn't say you're worried and upset about your sister. No, he said about many things. Where are you in your life? Are you worried and upset about many things? It's possible you can be worried and upset about many things. And they say, what's the problem? You say, there are a lot of problems. Don't even know where to start from. A lot of problems. That means you are not enjoying your life. You're not enjoying the life that God gave you. And so you're not an effective witness for Jesus Christ, because you have become a candidate needing some kind of ministration. You're in need. You are the needy. Someone needs to counsel you. Someone needs to intercede for you now, so you should remain in the faith. So it's become a problem. How can you effectively help someone else enjoy his life in Christ when you are not enjoying that life yourself? What we received is a gospel. Gospel is good news. And if it's not working good for you, something's wrong. Yesterday, we started out to explain how that God has given us a life to enjoy. And that one of the things that God wants us to have in our lives is joy. And we went on to define joy. So we can have a joyful life always, but it's a choice. It's a choice. You can live a frustrated life just because there's someone who you think doesn't like you. And you can live all your life. You can live so many years, so many months, so many weeks trying to prove yourself to that person. And you don't need it. So instead of enjoying your life, you're spending time trying to be something else because you see, you're trying to appeal to what whoever it is thinks about you. Do you ever find yourself trying to live in a way so you can be better appreciated? That would not be you. That would be someone else. If you don't enjoy yourself, no one will enjoy you. Learn to enjoy yourself. Learn to be happy about yourself. Start out there. Start out there. Appreciate yourself. Remember something. You know, the greatest gift you could give to anybody is yourself, right? You can have anything that's greater than you. And so when we say that we've given our lives to Christ, we're thinking we've given him the greatest gift because he gave us his life. He gave us the greatest gift. He laid down his life for us. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to give God my life. But the life I'm giving him is a frustrated, broken life, unrepentant, unforgiving, and I don't want to change it. Then he gives me the tools to change, and I ignore the tools. And every day I'm living a frustrated life. So that's not good for God. It's not good for God. We said yesterday, God made us to be happy for himself. Listen, he created us for himself to derive pleasure in us. He made us for himself to make himself happy. I don't know if I'm stressing it enough. God wanted to be happy and made us for his own pleasure. Someone says, I think that's selfish. I don't blame you. Because you have a brain. If he didn't give you one, you wouldn't even think. No, because now we have the clay trying to talk to the potter and to say, why did you make me this way? You mean you made me for yourself? He made you. And you question the one who made you. It's nonsense. You're supposed to say, wow, you made me. You must be really great. You mean you made me? You must be something. Think about it. If God made you, he must be really cool. Yes, he must be something. No matter what you think about you, this complicated whatever it is called you, whoever made you must be something. What do you think? If you found out that truly he made you, what would you do for him? Would you say, wow, how can I outsmart him? He made you. What do you think? He must be smarter than you. No, if God stepped down now and introduced himself to you and said to you, hello, I made you, and you believed him, what would you do? Talk to me. What would you do with that? I mean, that information would be something. So what would you do with it? Will you be looking at him like, wow? What would you do with it? Come on. You what? You would thank him. I would think the first thing you should say to him is why? Yeah, because he didn't ask him to. And then he introduces himself. He says, I made you. You say, why? Then he says, for my pleasure. But you see, that's the reality. That's the truth about it. That's exactly what has happened.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Gbolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share a testimony, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevault.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.